Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello again, it's Mija, and welcome to the final episode of Mija on the Mic. It's been a wonderful year, full of incredible stories from daughters of immigrants around the world. These women shared their amazing journeys, from exploring their cultural identity through their art.
One time, a teacher told me, everything, your point of view in your work is always, what is home? Where do you find home? And I find that my comedy, anything I do, that's just always the undercurrent underneath. Like, where do we find home? What is home? Like, of course, we have our origin story, but like, what do we have to sacrifice from our like origin story to become the people who we're meant to be? That's what I always write about.
Navigating motherhood.
And that was also a watershed moment when I realized, okay, my kids are going to be different than me. Their upbringing is going to be different. They may not speak the language that I grew up speaking. They may not have the same cultural conditioning that I had growing up. They may not have the same relationship with me that I have with my parents. So it was an interesting experience, sometimes humbling, to be honest.
Achieving the immigrant dream fearlessly.
I wish I would have like this safety nest, as you said, with my family and so on, but it's not the case. But it's kind of the magic of like daughters of immigrants. It's like you have to find new solutions to reinvent yourself.
And innovate.
Exactly. Like,
find a community.
Yeah.
And do it your own way, because exactly. No one's going to help you make it happen.
Yeah, that's the point. And I think this is the difference between maybe I'm like doing an extrapolation, but when you're not having all this background pressure, you don't have time to just look at the day to day.
Yeah.
You have to think ahead because you don't know what is going to happen. And I think that the day that I will be like, okay, I'm fine. I'm just enjoying the day. This will be the sign that I'm fully French.
Healing and so much more.
Every time we kind of like stretch our exhales and make them really, really long and juicy, that's when we downregulate our nervous system and we make space for the so-called rest and digest, parasympathetic. You can do this anywhere, really, like on the train. I do it on the bus, sometimes on my way back home when I'm like, okay, it's been a rough working day. Just focus on the slow exhales. And if you can even stretch it to inhaling on 4, exhaling on 8. You can do maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes even, 5 minutes. Just set a timer and then you do that.
We heard these women and so many more on the podcast this season exploring what it's like to truly live across cultures. Thanks so much for tuning into this special Mija on the Mic season. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. This week, since it's the holidays, we'll leave you with a special replay of our original La Casa episode from season 1, a short episode featuring an immigrant familia all gathered around a table as long as the kilometers that separated them in real life. Enjoy! Hi, I'm Mija. Mija means my daughter in Spanish, and this podcast is about my family. those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. If this is your first episode with Miha, stop right now and listen to the full season before listening to this. This is our grand finale, and you'll need to know all about La Familia to make this episode truly special to hear. If you've been listening all along, thank you. Thank you for sharing these 10 minutes with us every week. We send you un beso y abrazo enorme from the entire Miha team. Now here's what you need to know about La Casa. It's in Nueva York, and in Bogota, and in Cali. It's in music, and in food, and in the moment before a loved one picks up the phone to say hello. It's home. So here goes, 10 minutes on La Casa, home in Spanish. We're in Cali. There are two kids outside playing with the family dog, Simca. It's pouring rain, but they don't mind. The rain adds drama to the scene they're acting out. In fact, they're pretending to be toreadors. Simca is the bull. Rocky's brother, Martin, plays the announcer. Young Rocky is waving a red t-shirt in front of Simca, who plays the role expertly. He even plays dead when Rocky defeats him. Rocky's older sisters have already started to leave La Casa. Some of them are in America. Others are in Mexico or Venezuela, so the house is a bit quieter these days. Ana lets the kids play for a bit before calling them in. Rocky and Martin's games remind her of the days when all the kids were still there. She kisses the two of them on the forehead as they stroll in soaking wet, along with the dog. One day, Rocky and Martin leave La Casa just like the others. Many years later, Rocky and Martin are in Nueva York. It's snowing outside, and Martin comes over to Rocky's house for a drink. They haven't seen each other in years. Martin went to Venezuela, built a life there, but lost everything, and had to start over from zero in America. Here in Rocky's cold kitchen, thousands of miles from La Casa, two brothers remember a rainy day in Cali. We are in Nueva York. Mano just finished kindergarten and Tatika's throwing a little graduation party. The guests are her neighbors, a Cuban couple, a Costa Rican family, another Colombian family, and some friends from school. Everyone is in their Sunday best. Pork roast is in the oven, the beans and rice are cooking, and Tatika passes the plates around. In this cramped apartment on Ochenta Street in Queens, they dance. Tatika dances with Mano, and I try teaching some of Mano's friends some basic salsa steps I learned from Rocky. Tatika is happy. She remembers the parties in La Casa and is proud of herself for making her own here in Nueva York. She serves her guests, and as everyone talks around her, she thinks, ¡Qué belleza! What a beautiful thing. We're in Bogota. It is Christmas. There are 500 of us all together. Those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. Among the guests, some familiar faces. Mano, Tatika, Rocky, Gita and Titi, Chacho, Ana and Fino, Melita, Memo, Martin, Maria, Emilio, all of Rocky's sisters and their children, and their children's children. There are also aunts and uncles I've never met and great-great-grandparents and cousins. Generations of La Familia, all together in one place. There will be a big feast and then presents. The gifts fill an entire room. But such a feast is difficult to plan, to say the least. Flights were booked in advance, visas were applied for, and even a bruja was hired to ensure the ancestors would be welcomed well into this world. Rocky is one of the first to arrive. He sees Ana making sancocho in the kitchen and runs and gives her a big hug. Vino is giving the littlest members of the family dance lessons. Titi and Mano are chatting about his life as a journalist. Melita and Chacho are reunited too. They spend the day decorating the biggest Christmas tree you've ever seen. Bigger than the one at Rockefeller Center. Bigger than the Empire State Building. It is as old as La Casa. But nothing is perfect, because La Familia has never done this before. So obviously, the table isn't big enough. So Mano and Rocky and our great uncle Alvaro look for a way to extend the table. They take bits and pieces from other furniture in the house to make sure everyone has a seat, and a little more, because you never know who might drop by. The house itself is made of wood, and so they even take pieces from the walls. At the end of a grueling day of work, Alberto takes a look at his masterpiece. It extends from the kitchen, through the living room, on through the front door, through the yard, and down the street. Gita and Ana, ever wise, say, "But where will we dance?" Alberto, Mano, and Rocky look at each other and start laughing. Mano says, "Well, maybe the cacumen skipped a few generations." And so they take it apart, make a big buffet table at the front of the house, right under the tree. And they dance. Many of them have not seen each other in decades. So much has gone unsaid. Time has changed everyone. Distance has changed everyone. But something hasn't changed. The music. And in those silences that the years have created, the music brings them together. In this casa. You might be asking yourself, but how? If it were Rocky telling the story, he'd say someone in La Familia won the lottery and was able to fund the whole thing. If it were Tatica telling the story, she'd say that that person was me, Mija. If it were Mano, he'd say he saved some famous Colombian like Shakira or Juanes from sure death so they'd pay for it. But the truth? It's a dream. The truth is, I'm on a train in a city far from Colombia and New York. I'm grown up, and I have built a life somewhere new. And I'm in a WhatsApp group. And there are these voice messages asking me how I am, how's work, and sending me love.
Buenos días. Esta mañana Dios nos hizo un hermoso regalo, la vida.
And I close my eyes.
I love you.
Sobrina, un abrazo, bendición.
Te bendiga por siempre. Esperamos verte pronto.
Hola, mija.
Un abrazo grande. I love you.
Bye. No te preocupes. Todo va a salir bien.
And I'm in la casa, with everyone. I'm home. Now I'd like to end my 10 minutes with this. You've met my familia. Listen to their joys and sorrows. Maybe you laughed a little, or teared up on the subway or in your car on your way home from school or work. This is a familia of immigrants, of people who dreamed and created new lives in a foreign country, of people who left their families and communities behind to start over. Now, Tatica, Mano, and myself had the privileges of going back to La Casa to be present in family life. Rocky wasn't so lucky. His family was split across different countries, and now there's no house in Cali to go back to. In fact, it's easy to forget that many immigrants are unable to go home to their casa because they can't afford it, or because there's nobody left to go back to, or because if they leave, they might never be allowed to come back. Many familias are separated by distance and circumstance, but La Casa is with us wherever we are, and nothing will ever change that. Thanks for tuning in. As 2023 comes to a close, we wish our listeners the happiest of holiday seasons, with lots of besos and recuerdos from Mija. Psst! I almost forgot! I have some chisme! This is huge! It's with great pleasure that I announce that Mija will be turned into a book in 2024. That's right, we at Studio 80 are working hard to bring the Mija journey to audiobook listeners around the world next year. Subscribe to our newsletter now at the link in the description so you can be the very first to buy Mija the audiobook this coming January. No se lo pierdan. Don't miss it. Hasta pronto and see you in the new year.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.